Bonjour les amis, welcome to French Pod, America.
Et je m'appelle Amaury, bonjour tout le monde.
We have an elementary lesson and we're going to talk about Brad Pitt again.
Yeah.
Now, we had another lesson before, which what happened, we had two girls that found out that Brad Pitt moved into Provence.
He's in France.
Yeah, he bought a castle, he's learning French.
Yeah, as well.
And at the end, the girls were like, we're going to go find him. So today we might see if they find him or not. What's one of the things that they're going to say, Amaury?
De quoi j'ai l'air?
That means, how do I look? De quoi j'ai l'air?
Correct.
Can you say it one more time?
De quoi j'ai l'air?
Okay, here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin?
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Je ne vois pas son visage.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir.
Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air? Oh mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Excusez-moi, monsieur Brad Pitt?
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin?
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Je ne vois pas son visage.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir.
Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air? Oh mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Excusez-moi, monsieur Brad Pitt?
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin?
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Je ne vois pas son visage.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir.
Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air? Oh mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Excusez-moi, monsieur Brad Pitt?
And now, here is the translation.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin.
Did your cousin really see Brad Pitt around here yesterday morning?
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin?
Your cousin really saw Brad Pitt around here yesterday morning.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin? Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
He swore it to me. He even bought a baguette at the bakery.
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
He swore it to me. He even bought a baguette at the bakery.
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie. On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
We've been waiting for 3 hours already.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
We've already been waiting for 3 hours.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà. Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Look, the blonde over there.
Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Look, the blonde guy over there.
Regarde, le blond là-bas. Je ne vois pas son visage.
I don't see his face.
Je ne vois pas son visage.
I can't see his face.
Je ne vois pas son visage. Mais si, c'est lui. Viens. On va le voir.
But yes, it's him. Come on, we're gonna go see him.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir.
But yes, it is him. Come on, let's go see him.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir. Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air? Oh, mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Wait! How do I look? Oh my God, it's the second greatest day of my life.
Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air? Oh mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Hold on. How do I look? Oh my gosh. It's the second greatest day of my life.
Attends. De quoi j'ai l'air? Oh mon Dieu. C'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie. Excusez-moi. Monsieur Brad Pitt.
Excuse me. Mr. Brad Pitt.
Excusez-moi. Monsieur Brad Pitt.
Ah. They finally met him. Or did they? Let's start at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... They said, ton cousin did what?
A vu.
The verb voir, to see. But you say, he saw. Il a vu. Brad Pitt. Where?
Par ici.
When?
Hier matin.
Now, the thing is, he doesn't really believe it, right? How did he say? Did he really see?
Ton cousin a bien vu.
He really saw. Il a bien vu Brad Pitt. So, did he?
She doesn't really know, but she said... Il me l'a juré.
So how do you say he swore?
Il a juré.
He swore it.
Il l'a juré.
But he swore it to me.
Il me l'a juré.
And he gave a little more detail to prove it. He knew what he bought there.
Il a acheté.
Yeah, but he's even bought.
Il a même acheté.
Il a même acheté.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had, il a bien vu. Did you notice these little extra words like really, even... They go after the auxiliary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After the avoir part. Il a même acheté. Il a bien vu.
Mm-hmm.
So, il a même acheté what?
Une baguette.
Where?
À la boulangerie.
So, they must be hanging around the boulangerie now. Because that's where he was spotted.
Yeah, the best place in the village now.
So, did they just get there?
No, they've been there depuis 3 heures.
Déjà, already. So we're going to come back to the structure later. So, sounds like they're kind of giving up hope. And just when you start to give up...
Regarde!
Where?
Là-bas.
What is là-bas?
Le blond.
Does that refer to a man or a woman?
A man.
How do you know?
Because it's le blond.
What if it was a girl?
La blonde.
La blonde. Mm-hmm. But Brad Pitt is un blond. And supposedly he's là-bas. Does she convinced?
She doesn't know. Je ne vois pas son visage.
And then he says something. What?
Mais si, c'est lui.
Now this word si is another way to say yes in French. Si is used when you're like, yes, uh-huh. The other person says something negative, then you have to insist. No, yes.
So you use si.
Let's give some examples to illustrate this.
Erika, you don't like baguettes.
Si, I love baguettes. It's like my favorite.
Oh.
It's dangerous how much I like baguettes. Si. So, Omri, you're not coming with us tonight?
Mais si, je viens.
I thought you said you weren't coming.
No.
Si.
I never said that.
Si.
No.
Si.
Mais enfin, non.
Si. Okay. And you're not a Brad Pitt fan?
Mais si, Erika. I like all his movies.
Sure, who doesn't like Brad Pitt? Okay, so, viens, she says. Come on.
On va le voir.
The le here is, you know, Monsieur Pitt. Okay. Mm. So she's like, oh, attends, attends.
De quoi j'ai l'air?
Yeah, that was our key phrase. That literally means, of what I have the air. But it's a good thing to learn is one fixed expression. Okay, Anne-Marie, de quoi j'ai l'air?
You look great.
Oh, thanks.
Didn't say not yet.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Okay. And so then this girl, this time she says, let's go in the middle. A great day.
Beau jour.
Greatest day.
Plus beau jour.
Of what?
De ma vie.
Le plus beau jour de ma vie. But for her, it's not...
It's the second, le deuxième.
Right.
Le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Yeah, because the first one was when she heard Brad Pitt moved.
To France.
To France.
To her village.
To Provence.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go up to him, excusez-moi, and we don't know. So I wonder if it's him.
Me too, but I don't think I'm going to find out today.
Right. But we can still listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Sure.
Wait, attends. De quoi j'ai l'air?
It's okay, Erika. Qui va te voir?
Yeah, I guess no one will see me. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's hear it. 3 times.
Girls.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin?
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Je ne vois pas son visage.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir.
Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air? Oh mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Excusez-moi, monsieur Brad Pitt?
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin ?
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Je ne vois pas son visage.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir.
Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air ? Oh mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Excusez-moi, monsieur Brad Pitt ?
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Ton cousin a bien vu Brad Pitt par ici hier matin ?
Il me l'a juré. Il a même acheté une baguette à la boulangerie.
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
Regarde, le blond là-bas.
Je ne vois pas son visage.
Mais si, c'est lui. Viens, on va le voir.
Attends, de quoi j'ai l'air ? Oh mon Dieu, c'est le deuxième plus beau jour de ma vie.
Excusez-moi, monsieur Brad Pitt ?
Okay, we're back, and let's look at one of the structures we had with the depuis thing. What's the sentence where we had it?
On attend depuis 3 heures déjà.
Depuis means for or since, and it's when you're talking about something that isn't finished.
That's right.
Because there's another way to say for. But when we want to talk about a duration that's not yet finished, we say depuis.
Yep.
In English, we would use the I have been verbing structure. In French, you just use the present tense. En attend depuis 3 heures. So let's give some more examples. Give us a moment.
Erika, do you know that on travaille depuis 7 heures?
Déjà?
Eh oui, oui.
Wow, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
Depuis, because we're still working. So I'm finished.
That's it, yeah.
So how about another one?
Okay, I've got another example.
Okay, cool.
En France, on utilise l'euro depuis 6 ans.
So, utiliser, to use. In France, we have been using or we have used...
L'euro.
The euro for 6 years.
Yeah.
Depuis 6 ans.
That's right.
Okay. I think we could do one more with this structure.
Mais oui.
What do you think? Let's talk about these girls.
These girls...
Yeah.
Elles cherchent... Brad Pitt.
So they've been looking for Brad Pitt.
Depuis 2 semaines.
2 whole weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Déjà. Okay, now if you have any questions about this lesson, you should come to Frenchpod.com. You can ask us. You can do other stuff there.
Yeah. Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Au revoir.
Salut.